Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, Leo with you tonight on the Sound Museum. Now, this next guest on the show is a huge star in Belgium, and he's come here to Australia for a bit of a promo trip. He's now living in LA, where he's going to further his career for the first time in the Joy Studios and in Melbourne. Welcome, Ian Thomas.
Thank you for having me. What's up?
First of all, congratulations. Last week was your birthday.
I know. I turned 18.
Happy birthday for last week. Now, 18, that means that in Australia, you're legal in Australia.
I know. In Belgium, drinking age is 16 in Belgium, but 18 is also the big one, and I can go for the older women now.
Let's move back a bit, Ian, because you said in Belgium the drinking age is 16 in Belgium.
Yeah,
16 in Belgium. Wow,
crazy.
18 here and 21 in the States.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not that big of a drinker, so I'm good.
Now, you arrived in Australia on the weekend, and you're in Sydney for a few days. How was Sydney?
First time here in Australia. I'm very much enjoying it. I haven't got the best weather so far. I came in Sydney with a rain and a lot of wind storm. But no, so far so good.
And in Melbourne, Melbourne's probably, between the two cities, Melbourne's more cultural, more sort of like, very into like theatre and music, and it's very sort of cultural in Melbourne.
Yeah, I arrived here last night, and I haven't got the chance to see the city, but I'm excited to go and explore a little.
Well, make sure we check out the laneways. There's some amazing laneways here in Melbourne, so we'll heaps go. Of art and graffiti.
It's I love art.
Yeah, fantastic. When you were in Sydney, you were presented with a basketball jersey from the Kings.
I know, that was awesome. They came by the hotel to surprise me. Everybody from the team signed the ball. I hope I'll get to see a game one day. That'd be great.
Now, you're a bit of a soccer fan.
Yeah, I'm a soccer fan.
So if you weren't doing this, you're going to be a professional soccer player?
Yeah, I always wanted to become a soccer player when I was younger. But I kind of lost that down the road. I have no clue why, actually. But I mean, I still enjoy playing it with my friends and stuff. And when the World Cup was on TV, I felt it tingling again.
I guess you're destined to do this as a performer because your dad and your stepdad are both actors.
Yeah, my whole family's in the business.
Your mum's a choreographer. Yeah. So it's no surprise that you're a performer yourself.
I know, and I always tried to go against it.
Really?
Yeah, I always was like, no, I'm not going to do what my parents are doing. And then, it just completely switched at a certain point in my life. I do remember being 9 years old, 8 years old, and watching a DVD of Queen on their world tour. Yeah, they're my favorite band of all time. And I remember watching that. And back then, I remembered like watching it, and I was like, wow. So I kind of always wanted to do it, but I was like trying to suppress it somehow.
You mentioned Queen just then because I was doing an interview online that Queen's your favorite group.
They're
and the
my
best
all-time.
Of is your favorite CD.
Yeah, if I had to pick one song, let's say it's basically impossible, but if they were to ask me what's the all-time best song, I would probably be like Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Yeah, because all those songs are like a web here, like huge.
I know, but I remember I grew up with their music. Mm. My dad used to play their CDs in the car all the time. So I basically know all the words.
Your parents posted a clip of you singing Justin Bieber's Baby on YouTube.
Yes.
Which they didn't tell you they're going to do that, did they?
They didn't tell me, and I was kind of like, what did you do? Oh my
God. And it went viral.
Yeah, I know. But now, of course, I'm very grateful that they put it online and that, I mean, I'm sitting here right now, so it worked out.
Because that led, I guess, you to signing a recording contract. You released Baby. It hit number one in Belgium. You have heaps of number ones in Belgium. Three albums so far that have been released in Belgium. I went online to look at your old video clips and the progression from Baby through to the new one, Cheers, is incredible because
thank you.
Watching Baby, it's like it's Justin Bieber, but he's singing in Belgium.
I know. But I mean, I developed as a human being and as an artist, and I only did one cover, so I'm not really trying to copy him in any way. I'm my own person, and I think you can see that with the progression that
exactly.
we're making. Yeah.
Michael Jackson's always been a huge influence on many recording artists, and his ex-wife, Debbie Rowe, actually saw you online and has sort of helped you, guide you in this whole crazy industry.
Yeah, she's...
How did you meet her? Because...
She's a good friend of the family and of the whole team surrounding me. We're really good friends, and I go to her house a lot, and she lives on this beautiful ranch. So we go horse riding and stuff. It's real fun.
Oh, fantastic. And she's quite supportive to you. And
she's kind of like a second mom somehow. She takes care of me whenever I need it, and I can always call her to let her know if things aren't okay. So,
as I mentioned before, you've had three albums in Belgium.
Yeah.
I guess musically, how has your sound developed from your debut through to the last album?
I feel like I developed in a mature... My music is becoming more and more mature. And also the lyrics and stuff, I feel like they're on a higher level right now. And also with Tyga that jumped on the song, I'm happy that it kind of... We're kind of putting ourselves between the big guys right now. And it took a while, but I mean, and there's still a lot of work to do, but it's just a lot of hard work has come into it, and a lot of, I learned how to play the guitar, for instance.
Oh, cool.
I'm playing the piano now, and it's just constantly trying to better myself.
You used to put a Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I opened their show in Belgium.
That must have been huge, because
it was a lot of fun.
They're coming here this month for a tour.
I heard of it.
They are a great band. Yeah. And I guess when you're supporting bands like that, when you're watching them, it's just like a case of just learning their stage
craft. Course.
Because, they've been around for since like the late 90s. And, they've got this amazing career, number one singles all over the world. And you've also done a few red carpets as well.
Uh-huh.
I hear the Billboard Music Awards. What was that like?
That was crazy. You meet a lot of people on those carpets, which is quite cool. They suddenly become reachable.
Yeah, because they're right there in front of you. Like, it's Katy Perry.
but that's basically how it goes. You're like, you always see them in videos and on TV, and then suddenly they're standing right next to you.
Speaking of TV, I went onto YouTube, and you were in this is going to be really bad. I'm going to try and pronounce this. Die Grote Sprong?
De Grote Sprong.
Say that again.
De Grote Sprong.
De Grote Sprong. Oh my God, it's awful. I just know it as a show called Celebrity Splash.
Celebrity Splash.
Here, which bombed. But I guess in Belgium, it's really popular.
Yeah, it was.
And you were a contestant on, let's call it Celebrity Splash.
Yeah, I did some crazy jumps, really.
Because diving and learning to dive, obviously that's not in your...
It was a scary experience. I remember walking in there and thinking... I'm never, ever, ever going to do a flip from 10 meters high.
So how did you learn?
And I ended up doing it.
But there must have been really disciplined doing that stuff. It takes years of practice.
I know, and we had to do it in like a month or so. And I remember being, it's a scary, scary thing, and you're constantly facing your own fears. But it does make you grow in a spiritual way as well, which is pretty cool. You become more confident in a way.
Because you're up there in your Speedos and you're doing this diving and stuff.
I know.
You're getting really exposed.
Yeah, I know. I had to get
when
used to that.
When you came out of the pool, the camera was right there.
I know. And in the beginning, it was a little bit awkward, but you get used to it. If you're filming from the morning to the late at night, and you're constantly in a Speedo, after a while, you have to get comfortable.
Now, I think it was last year or even the year before, I can't remember, but we did play a song on our music industry show called Sound Museum, and it's just a song called Walking on Air with from Lance Bass, who of course was an NSYNC. And when your new song came through, Ian Thomas, I thought, that name rings a bell. And I was going on my iTunes and your name came up twice. I thought, oh my God, he's on that track as well. So that track with Lance, how did that come about?
So basically we got contacted. My manager got contacted and they wanted me to be part of the song in Europe to support the brand. And I recorded something and I sent it back to LA, and I remember them calling me and they were like, we want to meet you in person and we want to see how this goes. And then I went over, I recorded it, met him, very nice guy. He took me on the red carpet in the American Music Awards. Yeah, he's a really cool guy. And once again, a great experience for me. Great way to grow.
You've also worked with Snoop Dogg. Did you meet him as well?
I did meet him, yeah. He's
What's
so
he like?
Funny.
He seems really sort of out there.
He's really funny, actually,
Is
Snoop.
He?
Yeah, I find him a very nice guy.
Feels like I'm walking on air. Feels like I'm flying.
Hi, this is Ian Thomas. You're inside the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
Being a big pop star in Belgium and you having to move to LA late last year,
yeah.
Coming from Belgium where you're a well-known pop star, coming almost starting again in the States, not knowing too many people, how have you found the transition moving to America?
I'm enjoying it a lot. Mm-hmm. The weather, first of all, makes a huge difference. Waking up when it's dark and gray or waking up with sunshine and a blue sky, it immediately uplifts your mood. Other than that, I completely love the people there. I am enjoying the beaches, the you can go to the mountains, you can go skiing in 2 hours. And of course, yeah, the music business is right there. Everyone is there.
Let's talk the new single Cheers. Called Cheers,
yes.
And features US rapper Tyga, debut number one in Belgium within 24 hours of release.
Yes.
How did that, because obviously I've heard both versions with just you and the one with Tyga. Uh-huh. I guess you recorded the one to just yourself first?
Yeah, and then we felt like Tyga, I really felt like putting Tyga on the track because personally to me, I feel like he uplifts the song to a higher level. Somehow, especially in America. Yeah, it was just, I was a fan of his. So having him on my track was just a dream come true.
Now, obviously the new single's out called Cheers.
Yeah.
You're working on a new album at the moment. What mm-hmm. can we expect from the new album? Are you going to sort of mix things up? Any duets happening?
Yeah, we're probably going to have some cool duets on there. Some bangers in the line of Cheers. And I'm working on it right now. I'm in the studio. I'm recording, sharing ideas, and yeah, I hope that soon I can release a second one, or we're working on that one first, of course, but right now it's all about Cheers.
Speaking of duets, who would you like to duet with?
Justin Timberlake.
A female singer, though.
A female?
Yeah.
Sia.
She's Australian.
I know.
She's
amazing. Yeah.
She's incredible.
She's incredible. I love her, too. I think her video of Elastic Heart is my favorite video of 2015. And you know what I mean? Like, her video of Elastic Heart just completely blew my mind.
She's an incredible artist.
I know, and her voice is insane.
Let's talk online, because on social media, you've got so many followers online on YouTube and Instagram,
yeah,
and Facebook. Your song Turn the Tide, which yeah, you've done to promote anti-bullying. Now, being Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, that sort of things is really special to us, because there's so many people, young people, that are bullied at school for just being themselves or not knowing themselves. And to do a song like that and to promote that message of it's not okay to bully people.
Yeah, I know. It was also against suicide also back then.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people feel very disconnected nowadays, and I think that needs to change. We are all connected somehow, and I feel like the separation times are over. I want people to know that at the end of the day, we all want to be loved and we all want to be able to be ourselves. And me being in this position, I feel like the power of music is something so great and so powerful that why not use that for good, and why not help other people with guiding them through their lives and their hard times?
Exactly, because I guess when I was growing up, we had no social media,
mm-hmm,
you know, and I think now it's probably a bit harder because they've got the kids in the playground bullying them and being nasty, and also online on Facebook.
I know,
and
you can
and
also always go anonymously. Anonymously, is that how you say
it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and yeah, there's no other way to word it. I find it very sad somehow that people don't think a little bit further.
Being on radio, obviously in studio here, we're being filmed at the moment for a reality TV show.
I know.
Tell us about the show, and are we going to see it in Australia? I hope so.
Hopefully, some of the things will be used in a movie.
It's
basically a rise to fame. It's strange to say it like that, but that's basically what it is. They're documenting my journey.
It's like a travel diary.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and it's kind of strange. You have to get used to them constantly filming you. But I'm used to it now, I mean.
That's all right.
Are you okay with it?
Oh, I'm okay, it's fine. I mean, we had a band in here a few months ago called McBusted from the
I
UK.
Know them. I know them.
And they came in with a film crew and everything, so that's all good. Now, because you're in Australia, Ian, and it's your first time to Australia, I'm going to test you with some quick-fire Aussie questions.
Oh, no.
You weren't expecting this. Now, this is actually really, really easy, okay? And this first question, just really think about where you are. That's a big clue, okay? What do Neighbours, Kylie Minogue, and Trams have in common?
They're TV shows?
Yeah, so Neighbours is a TV show.
Uh-huh.
Kylie Minogue, who is an international pop star, who used to be in Neighbours, and Trams. At the front here, so there's things going by.
Trams.
Trams. So out of those three things, what do they have in common?
Kylie Minogue.
No. I'll give you another guess. Just think about where you are.
Melbourne.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so
that was easy.
Yeah. So Neighbours is filmed in Melbourne.
I didn't know that.
Kylie is from Melbourne. And Trams are only in Melbourne, in Australia.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
Thank you.
Wagon Wheels, Tim Tams, and Mint Slices are all types of what?
Cocktails.
Probably can be, actually. Yeah.
Really?
But not cocktails.
Alcohol, beverages, alcoholic beverages.
You're sort of on the right track. They're all biscuits.
Ah, biscuits.
So I'm sort of looking at your publicist to give you a pick of Tim Tams as you're going.
Are they good?
They're amazing.
Okay.
The Tim Tam Slam. You must teach him the Tim Tam Slam.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited now.
Brisbane is a city in Australia, but in which state? And it's always
Queensland.
Yes.
Is that the right one?
That's true. Yes.
Cool.
And also, true or false, we have marriage equality here in Australia. So gay marriage is legal in Australia. True or false?
I hope it is. But if it's not, then it should be legal.
It's not.
It's not legal here?
It's not legal here, Ian.
Why not?
I don't know.
Should be.
If the Prime Minister is listening at the moment, what would you say to him to legalize same-sex marriage?
I would say, I believe that marriage isn't between a man and woman, but between love and love. That's basically what I would say. And I think, open your mind, open your view on things.
Exactly. Good answer. And which Aussie comedian stars in the new film Pitch Perfect 2? Have you seen Pitch Perfect, the first one?
No.
The comedy? Oh, okay.
I haven't seen that one.
Her name is Rebel Wilson.
Ah, Rebel Wilson,
yeah,
of course, I know her. Is she Australian?
She's Australian.
I think she's awesome.
Do you like her?
I like her a lot.
Well, the movie opens this week in Australia.
I'll check it out.
Before you go, you must check it out.
Okay, for sure.
All right. Now, the new single from Ian Thomas is called Cheers.
Yeah, check it out.
Featuring Tiger. It is available online
iTunes. Check it out.
And the album's coming very soon, so make sure you check it out. Ian Thomas, thank you for joining me this morning on the show.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
Thanks for coming into Joy. And when you're big and famous,
you need to come back in here.
And we'll just have a bit of a chat again, all right?
Cool, perfect. Thank you.
Now, let's play the new single, Cheers. Do you want to introduce it for us?
What's up, everyone? My name is Ian Thomas, and you are listening to Cheers. Cheers to the weekend. Cheers to the fact. Spending every night like it's never coming back. Cheers to the people. Hi, this is Ian Thomas, and you are listening to Australia's LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 has a huge range of programs available for podcast. In fact, Joy is one of the largest podcasting communities on community radio. If you haven't checked out our podcasting service, you're missing out. Visit joy.org.au, click on the podcast tab, and you'll find a list of Joy programs regularly sharing the best interviews, news, and reviews. There's tens of thousands of hours for you to enjoy, so check it out now, joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.